So we're here to talk about the glorious Uxmal, and more specifically about the Pyramid of the Magician. I'd seen a photo of it a while ago, and it had it was definitely something that I was looking forward to seeing, because it's a very interesting, very atypical pyramid. First up, it's a oval shaped pyramid with different various constructions, and apparently it's constructed over 5 different pyramid periods. And it's even stranger that, you know, the final part of the pyramid was not even the top of the pyramid, but a side of the pyramid. And
yeah, and one of the doors that's visible in the whole time.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting, and it's covered with highly decorative hoop-style carvings. But as interesting as the pyramid is, the story of the pyramid, the traditional Mayan story, is far more interesting itself. And it's called the Pirámide del Adivino, or Pyramid of the Soothsayer, which is how they translate it in English, but basically Pyramid of the Magician, and also Pyramid of the Dwarf. And it comes from this interesting story that there was an old woman, and then further south in the site, there's also a pyramid called the House of the Old Woman. And there's lots of different conflicting versions of the story, like any sort of folk tale. But so the main story goes that the old woman was sad that she'd never had a child, and so she took an iguana egg and she raised it, and then a child was born. Or it was supposed to be sort of hideously deformed child, half iguana or whatever. But it grows to be a fairly normal-looking man, except it's a dwarf. And also he grows up to be a man overnight. And so the mother, the witch, the mother is very happy about her son, and he grows up overnight, and then she encourages him to go challenge the king. And the dwarf doesn't want to, but she insists. And so he goes up to the palace, and he challenges the king, and the king accepts his challenge, and the first challenge is to lift a rock that weighs about 75 pounds, and the dwarf doesn't want to, and he runs home to his mother, and his mother says, no, you can do, you know, I'm giving you this magical power, you can do whatever tasks as long as the king does it as well. And so the king agrees to this. I don't know why. And then they proceed to have a series of tasks. The dwarf picks up the stone, and the king picks up the stone. And then they have a whole series of physical tasks of might. And then at the end of the day, the king is really angry, and he says that, you know, he's going to kill the dwarf if he can't build the tallest building in all of Uxmal in the course of the night. And the dwarf runs home, and he cries to his mother, the old lady, and she says, don't worry about it, just go to sleep, and in the morning it will be okay. And in the morning there's the pyramid of the dwarf fully constructed. And so then he goes to see the king, and the king is still really pissed off. And so he says that he only has to do one final task, and it was to break 20 pieces of a very hard wood over the top of the dwarf's head. And the king proceeds to do this, but the dwarf, you know, runs away home to his mother again, and she says, don't worry about it, and she puts an enchanted tortilla on his head. I don't know, maybe he had a baseball cap over the tortilla. I don't understand where you hide an enchanted tortilla in your head.
Under his head? Yeah, very well done.
Yeah. The dwarf wore a hairpiece.
¿Puede retirarlo?
No. And so then when the king tries to break the wood over the dwarf's head, he does it, and it doesn't. The dwarf doesn't feel any pain. And he realizes... Yeah, and then it's the dwarf's turn, and on the second piece of wood, the king's skull crushes into pieces, and the dwarf becomes the new king of Ushmal. So it's a pretty crazy story, and I just love the part... I love that he's born from an iguana egg, and I love the story of the enchanted tortilla. So,
and then he just runs home to cry to his mom all the time, and she says, it's okay." And he always says...
Some of the different stories. Some I like that one. I like the whole like him running home crying to his mom. But other ones have him being, you know, a fearsome magician. But I think him running home to his mom is far more entertaining. So, but that's the pyramid of the magician.
Well, thank you very much, Peter.